This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back into Gwynn and Chris, 301 on the dial. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, talking some Padre baseball. Just talked NBA Finals, which kicks off Thursday. Padres back in action, game two, after losing the opening series game to the Angels last night. A few things I think have been on you guys' mind. I missed the first two segments of the show. So I didn't exactly get to hear.
Well, I think they're on everybody's mind. I think there was a lot of reaction to the base running last night by fans and others. But
do you hear that, Chris? He said, as there should have been.
Oh, as there should have been. Well, at least
one,
on the one. Sure. Right. Okay, so did we agree? I thought Ha-Sung took at least a fair gamble. He didn't make it, but if you can get to third with one out, good. But I thought it was unnecessary to risk. Oh, you thought that was the bad one.
I thought that was a bad one.
Okay, so let's go to the expert here, because you're a far better base runner than I'll ever be. So why did you think Ha-Sung's was not good?
I think Shield said it best.
Okay.
After the game. If the play ends up happening, and this is on your own account, right, as the player running, your ball's in front of you.
Yeah.
If you end up getting thrown out and, you know, the tag is, like, waiting for you, you made a bad decision at that point. That wasn't bang, bang. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
He was out by a large portion. Plays in front of him. It's in the left field corner. So he has to depend on no one in that particular situation. So I thought that one was bad.
Bad decision.
That was the one I thought
was bad. But Profar was out by a pretty good margin as well. And that's not on Profar, right? He has to listen to his coach. Go for it.
Right. It's his eyes are his coach's eyes in that sense, right? And more things have to happen because it's a longer play. Throws got to be on point, both of those. Whereas, you know, a play to third base, even at the wall in left field, that's not a tough cut and relay there, right? And, you know, if a team is able to cut and relay from left field corner to third base, I think that's another indication that you probably made the wrong decision, right? Because typically you'd have to let that throw get through to have a chance to get a guy. You're not going to cut and typically have a chance to throw a guy at a third on that particular play. Now, maybe in the gap that's different, but that's down the line. I thought that was the one that, was the...
The reason I took exception with the Profar thing is because if you would have stopped him at third, there's one out, you got Manny with second and third, a chance of driving a pair. I would have risked sending Profar for sure with two outs, but with one out, I would have kept him at third. I'm in his second guess now because he got thrown out, but I didn't think that
risk. What inning was the Profar again?
It was about the sixth inning, maybe? Tie game at the time?
Yeah, it was late. I think at that point, the game had already kind of showed you what was happening. Like, there was nobody really doing anything offensively. You get to the sixth inning, you can't guarantee you're going to have another shot at this. You know,
okay.
So you take your shot there at that point. I think Kim's was earlier in the game, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, much earlier. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think at that point, you still got time to build an inning there. And especially the way they had been swinging the bats over the past, you know, couple of weeks. You might, early in the game, you don't necessarily know how it's going to play out. By the sixth, you got a good idea how this game is kind of laid down.
All right, so flip-flop it then.
Yeah, that was interesting. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, I think it's two different ways of looking at it. And Tony's way is probably a lot smarter than mine.
Well,
I don't know that it's a lot smarter.
No, either way, they didn't get the run. You know, they made outs. Is this team reckless in your opinion, Tony, or are they aggressive?
I don't think they're reckless.
Okay, so.
I don't think they're reckless. I think they're still, you know, over the course of the season, like a bunch of these situations will happen and you learn from each of them, right? You learn, okay, I can't, this isn't the play that I can stretch it on. This is the play. And I think the more you keep staying aggressive, I think the better your decision making will be. You can't get to the ultimate goal, which is what Schilt talked about a lot, which is what, like, I think the, what is the word he's using? It's like a smart aggression or, aggressive but intelligent, whatever. You can't reach that kind of like high mark unless you stay aggressive and you learn from these type of situations.
All right. Well, it certainly contributed. Yeah, it contributed to a loss last night. Sorry?
I said, am I delayed?
No. I just was letting your thoughts sink in.
Is
delayed?
I think he may be slightly delayed.
I don't think he's delayed. I was letting his thoughts sink in. I
thought you fell asleep, just to be honest.
Nothing Tony Gwynn Jr. says puts me to sleep.
I know. I'm just trying to be funny, Chris.
Yeah, you're not.
I actually thought that last night about Jerks and Profar, but my inner baseball Spidey senses told me, no, he shouldn't have gone. He should have waited on third. But the way you explain it, Tony, it does make sense. It just.
I mean, ultimately, it's not Jerickson's choice on that one.
No, right? You can't blame him either way. Right.
The coach is waving you. You go.
You got to go.
What it is.
Just ask Tommy Pham.
I was going to say, Tommy Pham was upset about that the other day. He was taking shots
at his
coach.
My coach waved me, and I had to go. All right, Tony, here's the thing that I look at the game last night, and it's, again, the inability to get much offense against left-handed starting pitching. And the statistics back me up. I mean, over the last 15 starts now, lefties are 8-2 with a 1.37 ERA. I think no longer can fall into the category of we're just running into a bunch of good left-handed pitchers. Part of it is that, but part of it is this team's inability to score for whatever reason, because they're getting a ton of hits and a lot of runs against right-handed starters. Scraby said why, and I don't know the answer why. I don't think anybody does. If they did, they'd try to get it fixed.
Yeah, man, there's not a good answer for it, right? I mean, this is a predominantly right-handed
team.
And you know, they did much better against left-handed pitching last year. And, I mean, you can make the argument they got more right-handed. So, you know, I don't know. I don't have a good answer for what it is that we're seeing from them. I mean, Profar swinging a good bat against lefties. Donovan Solano is.
Oh yeah, he's been.
I haven't looked at everybody's. As a matter of fact, I got this stat sheet right here. Let's look at this, huh?
Let's take a look.
All right,
let's take a deep dive.
Yeah, lefties.
Take a deep dive, Tony. I don't think you're going to like what you see, but go for it.
Luis is hitting .284 overall, but he's hitting .311 as a Padre against lefties.
Yeah, .311, not bad.
Good band too.
He's been good.
Right, it gets dicey after that.
Yeah, it gets really dicey.
Profar,
yeah.
.333. Tyler Wade, who's actually left-handed, and limited at bats, .333.
Mm-hmm.
Solano, .382.
Yeah.
After that, it's pretty.
It's barren,
minuscule.
Yeah, it's unfortunately.
Cronenworth, .203. Kim, .210. Manny, .186. Jackson, .212. So I mean, you got Toddy, .212. All with the exception of Solano and Profar, who are guys who are in the lineup against right-handed pitching, everybody else is struggling.
They are.
You didn't even mention Camposano. You gave him a break.
Gave Camposano a break.
I didn't feel like we needed to beat the dead horse.
Beat a dead horse there. Very nice of you. You're nicer than me.
Because at this point, he's hitless in his last, I think it's 30.
I think it's 25,
but I'm gonna
stick with 25. I think so. But regardless, we'd love to get Luis squared away. Yeah, tonight's going to be interesting because, I mean, Sandoval, look, I mean, he's a big league pitcher, but he's 0-6 at home. He's 2-8, 5.34. I mean, to me, it's not like you know, like the whole season depends on it. But I'm hoping tonight is a night, you know, especially with a kid making his debut in Adam Major, they can, you know, hopefully give him a little support,
right?
Yeah, give him some support.
Yeah.
So hopefully this is just a weird thing because it defies explanation, as you said. It really does.
It does. And, you know, hopefully tonight is that night that you're talking about where, you know, you get to see this offense kind of take off a little bit. You got a struggling left-handed pitcher. In his home building, you do well on the you swing the bat well on the road,
right?
Hopefully tonight, today is the night because it wouldn't be coming a better time. You're right. With I almost did it again with Adam Major,
Andy
on
Major.
The mound. wait.
No, it's
did
Adam.
You say Andy?
No, you're right.
Okay, don't do that.
I know I shouldn't have done that,
man. Chris,
come on, man. I got to do this game that. Today. I can't be called this man. Andy,
you better write it in big block letters on your sheet, Tony. A-N-D-Y. Put it right in front of you
no,
so that you don't
name,
have any issues.
His name is Adam.
I mean, A-D-A-M.
That A-N-D-Y.
Jeez, I'm still messing up. Oh, boy.
I have a question. Like, Tony, when you went back for that thing in Cooperstown, did those players, were they asking you about the Padres? Did they have anything to say about hitting against left-hand pitching? I'm just curious.
They definitely didn't ask anything about hitting left-handed.
I don't think they're
paying that close that attention. Closely. Yeah, they're probably not paying that close.
I was just wondering because, like, sometimes go ahead.
There was some conversation about, you know, teams. I mean, obviously they know I work for the Pods. There's also, you know, I think CeCe's connection with the Yankees. The Padres were playing each other that weekend, so. I think we had a slight conversation about it, but for the most part, I don't know that the current teams came up that much. Maybe some players came up, but no, not really any team talk.
That makes sense. I was just wondering, because, you know, I don't hang out in a group of major leaguers every week.
Ever.
Well, yeah. you would have been hanging out with any major leaguers at this point, because they're all retired.
Oh, former major leaguers. Same thing to me. There you have go. Something I don't have, which is a game played at the major league level.
And you never will.
Well, you never know, Chris. My shoulder surgery on Monday fix my shoulder.
Right. Everybody send along good wishes to Scrabe. Monday's his shoulder surgery.
Let's get that out there.
Yeah.
Well wishes. Let's bring our mans through surgery, healthy,
bring him through safely.
Insane.
I did ask my doctor if I would end up like Henry Ruhengardner, and this is not a joke, and he did
not. What, that you'd all of a sudden be able to throw 100?
Yes, I said. Oh. I said, he was like, do you have any other questions?
Did he know who Henry Ruhengardner was?
He did, and he said that's not the first time he's ever heard that. He said, I need to get a new joke. And I was like, man.
See?
So many people did the same joke, I didn't even realize it. But no, he goes,
You should have been like, except I'm not joking, I'm serious. Can I get the Henry Ruhengardner?
He was like, you have any other questions before we get you out of here? And I was like, yes, I do have one question. Will this make me pitch like Henry Ruhengardner from Rookie of the Year? And he was like, no. And you're not the first person to ask that question.
Did he at least laugh?
He gave me the courtesy laugh. The courtesy laugh.
Like, that's corny, buddy.
It's old hat for him.
Yeah. It's old hat.
Well, we wish you the best. Everybody text Scraby and wish him the best. He's got his big shoulder surgery.
It's Monday.
Monday morning. So this is our last week of having you with a bum shoulder.
Monday. I'm gonna be a major leaguer.
Okay, so what are we doing next? Are we doing Fantabulous?
Did we talk about Garrett Crochet yet? We just want to make sure
we touched on it. But
okay.
We touched on it, but I think Tony touched on it.
Okay.
He's a White Sox. Why are we talking about him?
Because he's he's rumored to be possibly on the way to San Diego. And I think that they don't need pitching right now. They need someone who can hit lefties.
He's rumored to possibly be on the way?
Ken Rosenthal and Dennis Lynn are reporting that there are some
there's
realness to this.
They're in discussion.
Okay, discussion. So he's not possibly on the way.
You know the nature of our boss and program director, Tony Gwynn Jr. And where there is smoke in his mind,
emails all day long.
That's
today,
right.
So
where
yes.
there's smoke in his mind, we might as well start putting up a locker for Garrett Crochet in San Diego. So.
I like Adam in his
very excited about this.
Yeah, because it made made me excited about it.
Yeah, but Tony's right. Yeah, we shouldn't get excited until he gets here, if he gets here at all.
Hopefully, if they feel the deal is necessary, then it'll get done. I would imagine that they're going to at least wait to see what Mr. Major does tonight.
I agree. You know, yeah.
He called him Mr. Major. He didn't want to take a chance.
How about this? I thought maybe they could get back Stephen Wilson. You know, get Garrett Crochet,
Stephen
Wilson.
I'm sure Stephen would love that.
Yes.
I'm sure Stephen would love to come back to San Diego. Poor guy.
Yeah, it's 15-45, I think their record is, somewhere around there.
I shouldn't say poor guy, because he's still making a good chunk of change. But all I am saying is that it went from this place to that place. So,
yeah,
I mean,
not fun.
feel for the young man, for sure.
I think he may have been all on right, the flight to Korea before he had to step off. That's how close he was.
He was literally packed up and ready to roll. I saw my man. Yeah. I might have been the first face he saw after he found out, I think.
Yeah, that was not great.
Well, at least it was your face. Very friendly.
Nah, I don't know if he felt that way.
Okay. Not at that moment.
All right.
All right, let's get to break. More Gwynn and Chris on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I thought you said to do that, Chris.
Well, go ahead. Welcome back to the program. I was just, the words were just about to come out of my mouth when the organ hit. Yes, we have a Padres starting lineup to pass along to. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in Anaheim, where the Padres will take on the Halos tonight, game two of the series. The Major League debut of Adam Major, left-hander, dun-dun, Patrick Sandoval on the mound for the Angels. You know, we've talked about the Padres' inability to hit lefties. We talked about some questionable base running. We can talk about the slumps of, you know, Manny. Kind of broke out a little last night, his first home run in a career-long 100 at-bats. Talked about this, that, 99. And the other. But, you know, there's only 11 teams right now in Major League Baseball that are over 500 out of 30. And the Padres are one of the 11. So,
there's some positivity,
the sky's not
Chris.
Falling.
Where has this been the last couple days?
Didn't think it was necessary yesterday. Think it might be a little more necessary today.
Okay.
After a tough loss last night. But hopefully the lineup that Tony Gwynn Jr. is about to share with us will put together a winning effort this evening. Tony, what have you?
What I have, my friend.
Yes.
Is Luis Arraez back in the lineup.
Aha, very good.
He will lead off as the designated hitter in tonight's action.
You know, everybody got Fernando. Everybody got a little, you know, uptight last night that Peralta hit in that spot instead of Arraez. But I kind of remind everybody, Peralta, he only hit the ball 394 feet, you know. Came up about a half a foot short of probably a game-winning home run there, so.
Probably that's a great point, but an even better one is that Luis Arraez wasn't available, which is why he didn't pitch hit.
That's
otherwise,
right.
He would have been the guy in
yes,
this
spot.
Yes,
he would have, right.
So, there's that part.
Right.
Fernando will bat second. Manny slides to the third spot. Jerickson Profar will bat cleanup in tonight's ball game.
Okay.
Donovan Solano fifth will play first. Jake at second. Ha Sung at short. Jackson Merrill patrolling center field. And Luis Camposano back in the lineup. He'll bat ninth.
Rooting for Luis tonight. You know, I was thinking of this last night because you mentioned this yesterday when we were talking about Camposano. How every time he comes up, and it's true, Tony, it's strike one before he barely even gets in the box. Like, the pitcher never misses with the first pitch. And so he's immediately behind. And as you said, it looks like to him there's 12 fielders out there. Every ball he hits finds a glove. But isn't it weird how baseball is? Because the exact 100% total opposite is true for Jerickson Profar. It almost always seems like the count is 1-0 when Jerickson's up, maybe 2-0.
Yep.
And every ball he hits only finds grass. The perfect example that, you know, double he had last night in the eighth inning. So you just hope it keeps on going for him. Now, he's done a lot of things great. Don't get us wrong, right? I mean, he's deserved what's happened. And he talked to us about, you know, some of the changes he's made. But it's just, it is so weird how baseball works. Where one guy can just have everything kind of go in his favor, and another guy, it just won't happen right now.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, it's
that's baseball.
It's all right, really... thank you, Mister. That's baseball. He knows. Along with that, and gaslighting are the two things I hate him to say the most.
Tony, I didn't tell you this, but I actually did tell Chris I won't use the word gaslighting again for a little bit because it did actually make him angry.
You can use it if I actually
I don't know. I don't know why it was in the. I don't know why it was. Why it was in question that whether it was upsetting him or not. I think it was pretty clear
that it was upsetting him.
Yes, I don't know that needed a further discussion. That right. Your erroneous use of that term
okay.
was quite frustrating to me yesterday. This hour, 97.3 The Fan, by the way, is brought to you by the San Diego County Fair. Let's go retro at the San Diego County Fair. It opens June 12th. It's only a week from tomorrow. The Magic of the Midway live concerts feature the Kings of Late Night. It honestly says Lay Leno.
I didn't write it.
Should be Jay. Craig Ferguson and Arsenio Hall. They're all performing live on June 21st. Get your tickets now.
Wait. It's not. You mean to tell me it's not Lay Leno? I thought it was Lay.
Dude, I was so excited for Lay Leno, man.
You wanted to see Lay Leno?
Yeah, I heard he's way better.
Yeah, you're going to have to settle for his cousin Jay. Tickets are available now at sdfair.com. Let's go retro. All right. We've got a fantabulous sports game show coming up. Now, last week we played, and it was a lot of controversy. 2 weeks ago, yeah, it was controversial. The guy who put the game together, which is me, left out a correct answer and then had an incorrect answer in there. It was really kind of a mess. Scraby claimed victory, but even he knew it was tainted.
Champ is here.
No, the champ is kind of not here. So today, no controversy at all. Just a flat-out list that I took straight from the information, and there's not going to be any arguing about it. So we'll get to the Fantabulous Game Show shortly, and we'll see if Scraby can win a real one today against Tony.
I love
Gwynn
how he's
Jr.
trying to take wins off my board now.
I have to
he's
take
just
that
openly
one off
trying
board.
To take wins off the board.
Got
to
take that one off the board.
Okay.
But if you win today, I'll put it on the board for sure. It's coming up next. You can play along on 97.3 The Fan.
Attention, San Diego. Are you ready for a fun, action-packed day with the San Diego Legion? Whether you're a seasoned rugby fan or completely new to the game, you're guaranteed a thrilling, one-of-a-kind experience at Snapdragon Stadium on June 9th for Military Appreciation Day. From tailgating to live music, free giveaways to interactive clinics, give San Diego Legion Rugby a try, but be prepared to get hooked. Grab your tickets now at sdlegion.com for June 9th at Snapdragon Stadium. That's sdlegion.com. We are Legion.
What can I say? You keep my life spicy. You make me feel alive. I always find myself daydreaming about you, spending long weekends taking trips to places we've never been. Nothing would make me happier than to take care of you, to cater to you, keeping you happy. I think it's time we get a membership. Will you wash with me?
Get your unlimited Soapy Joe's Car Wash membership today at SoapyJoe'sCarWash.com.
Matt Coker here with West Coast Men's Health. In the past 5 years, we've seen thousands of men at our...
Hi, welcome back. 3:34 is the time. Chris Hello, Tony Gwynn Jr. at Anaheim Angel Stadium. It was Anaheim Stadium many years ago. Then it was the Big A. Then it was the Big Ed when it was Edison Field for many years. Same place, though. And tonight, the Padres will play there against the Angels. And Adam Mazur will make his Major League debut. Padres will hopefully, against all odds, get him some run support against the left-handed pitching of, who is it again? Sandoval for the yes. Halos. Patrick Sandoval. All right, I couldn't find his first name there for a moment. Luis Arraez is back in the starting lineup. That is good news. And the Padres are pursuing Garrett Crochet from the White Sox. That is the other news of the day. Now that we're all settled in, we can have some fun and play Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm going to go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
And welcome to it, everybody. I'm your host, Chris Ello. Matt Scraby, Tony Gwynn Jr. are the contestants. You should know how the game works by now. I will give them a category. They will begin naming correct answers, trading their opportunities to do so. Scraby almost always goes first, although today that will be Tony's choice.
Mm. Champ is here, that's why.
Uh-huh. There will be 19 correct answers today.
I'm talking too much trash.
Yes, you are. Especially given the category today.
Oh, great.
19 correct answers. I think it's going to be, this is going to be tough for you guys, tough for anybody listening, because all of these names are going to bring back memories, but it's just a matter of being able to come up with them. No, you don't have to turn back time that far. All right, last night, Manny Machado hit his 144th career home run as a Padre.
Mm.
That is fifth most all-time on the Padre list. Today's category, and I just gave you a hint,
yes,
is name the 19 players who have hit 80 or more home runs wearing a Padres uniform.
Oh, man.
Oh, 80 man. Or more home runs in a Padre uniform. Manny Machado will be one of the correct answers. I'm just giving you
so
that.
So we can guess that, or he's off the board?
No, you can guess that.
Oh, okay.
He's one of the 19. Okay. So you have to kind of, you know, rifle through your memory banks. Tony, I think, you know, with his dad playing for the Padres, may have a bit of an edge here, but some of these guys... You know, it'll be interesting to see what you guys come up with. Let's just put it that way. You can play along out there, see how many of the 19 correct answers you can get. Tony, you want to go first, or you want to let Scraby go first, throw him a bone?
No, I'm going to go first.
He's not throwing any bones today.
Good call.
Not throwing any bones today. All right, Tony, give me one of the 19 San Diego Padres that have hit 80 or more home runs in franchise history.
Manny Machado.
There you go. Very good.
Good one.
That is correct. With 144, he ranks 50th on that list.
Wow.
I'm not 50th. He ranks 5th.
I was going to say.
I misspoke.
Man, they've got some big boppers in this lineup.
Yes, they do. No, he ranks 5th with 144 career home runs. Scraby, come up with somebody who's got more than 80 in a Padre uniform.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
You know Fernando.
Yeah.
He's on the list. He's 10th with 116. As a matter of fact,
that's so many home runs.
There are only 10 guys that have over 100.
Wow.
The other 9 all check in between 80 and 100. Giving you a little more help there. Tony, name somebody on this list.
I'm trying to figure out my strategy. Will Myers.
Will Myers.
No!
He's going to try to take away who he thinks you know.
Exactly.
Will Myers is on the list. He's 7th with 134 career home runs. I think it's interesting because Will Myers seemed like he took nothing but grief when he was here. And yet he's hit the 7th most home runs in the history of the franchise.
It changed at the end. I think most people like Will Myers now.
I don't know. I like him, but that's not what we're discussing. All right, Tony's got 2. Scraby's got 1. Scraby, give me somebody on this list. 80 or more home runs as a Padre. Rack your brain.
Well, let's just go with the next big name I know, Adrian Gonzalez.
Adrian Gonzalez is 2nd. He's got 161. So, very good, Scraby. 2-2.
Thank you.
4 correct answers down, 15 to go. Tony.
Who else does Scraby know?
Trying to think
about,
through 1998.
How about Hunter Renfro?
Hunter Renfro.
That's a great call.
That is a great call, but it's not a correct answer.
Whoa, really? Wow.
Or is it?
Wait, what?
It is a correct answer.
I was going to say.
I skipped past him. 89, Hunter Renfro. My bad.
I was like, wow.
I scared Tony a little bit, though, probably.
Yeah?
You did. You definitely did.
He's 11th with 89. I looked right past him there for some reason. Sorry.
That's a good one right there.
Sorry to Hunter Renfro fans everywhere. All right, 3-2, Tony leads. Scraby.
I'm going to name I have 2 guys that...
You can't name 2, buddy.
I know. I'm going to name a guy that we talked about recently, and I think he hit a bunch of home runs for the Padres. Nate Colbert.
It's a good one, Scraby. He's number 1.
He's number 1.
No way in hell.
He's hit more than anybody. I didn't either. I didn't think Scraby would be getting that.
Well, we talked about him as like a power hitter for the Padres.
I just left that one off, assuming you had no shot you'd be able to figure out.
I got a couple names that you probably don't think I know.
Very good, Scraby. Nate Colbert hit 163 home runs, which means that Manny only needs 20 more to become the all-time Padre leader.
That's insanity.
No, just saying.
It does, like, he hits a bunch of home runs. I know it. Seems really quick to become the leader.
He's also been here a while now.
2018, I think, right?
Manny can be the all-time guy. On his 26th home run this season, he'll be the new record holder.
Wow.
He currently has 6. All right, tied at 3. Tony. I'll do better this time,
Dave
Tony.
Winfield.
If you get a correct answer, I won't say it's wrong.
Dang it.
Dave Winfield, Scraby, you're going to use that one.
That was my next one.
$1.54 for Dave Winfield, the Hall of Famer, is 4th on the all-time Padre list. So right now, you guys are doing all right. 7 correct answers, 12 remaining. Numbers 3, 6, 8, and 9 are still available in the top 10, if that helps. It's great.
Doesn't. I might be getting a strike here, but I'm going to name a guy who hit a lot of home runs, Ken Caminiti.
Ken Caminiti, MVP, 1996, 121.
Okay, to bleed good. You.
Caminiti's winner.
Thank goodness.
That is correct, Scraby.
What did Tony just say?
I said I'm about to bleed you.
Probably, because that was as far as my brain
You think
goes
that's
back.
All you can get?
I'm about to bleed you to death.
I'm
going right to
keep
here.
Thinking, Chris, but this is tough.
All right, 4-4. I think it should be tougher for Tony, but nothing's ever tough for him.
No, I mean, this is a fair thing. I should know the Padres' history.
All right, Tony, go.
How about one Tony Gwynn?
Yeah.
See, I was not sure, and I did
sure?
not want to go out on that limb.
You didn't want to even try it?
No.
Yeah, he's there. He's number six on the Padre list with 135.
See, I knew he hit home runs, but I just wasn't
Tony,
sure.
He was
you
there
know?
For 20 years, bro. You had to think, come on.
Yeah, 20 years, he'd only have to average 4 a year to make this list.
Okay, that was dumb.
Because 80 was the cutoff
that
point.
That was pretty stupid.
All right, Tony takes a 5-4 lead. With the answer of Tony. Now, Scraby, your turn. Unfortunately, the answer Matt Scraby will not help you.
No, it won't.
No. Number three and number eight are still available, Scraby. Two big-time home run hitters in Padre
history.
See,
I'm going to start naming guys that I know they weren't here very long, but they hit lots of home runs. And I'm going to say Greg Vaughn.
Greg Vaughn.
He's great only here
guess.
Like 1 year.
Ooh, Greg Vaughn's a great guess.
No, you didn't. I don't think you did.
He missed by two. Good try, Scraby.
Right, I guess I can't be. I can't be mad.
He had 78 as a Padre. He's 20th on the all-time list.
So I got two strikes now.
You got one.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you only got one.
Oh, wow.
You haven't missed any others.
Wow, okay.
So you still got good. Yeah, I mean, Greg Vaughn has the single-season record.
Yeah.
Right? With 50.
Word.
50.
But he's got 78 total. All right, Tony leads 5-4. Mr. Gwynn, who do you have here?
How about we go with Mr. Phil Nevin?
Oh.
Number three, Nevin, 156.
Did not have that on my list.
You didn't have Nevin?
No, I did not.
But you certainly know of him.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, he had some good 40 home run seasons as a Padre. So he's third. Tony leads 6-4. Scraby, only one strike. Still plenty of time. Of the top 11, 10 have been named. Number eight is remaining, and then everybody else is below that. So it's getting a little tougher.
It is getting a lot tougher.
At least for you it is. I don't think it's getting tougher for Tony for whatever reason.
I don't think Christian Villanueva's on this list.
He had four.
He might be a little short.
No, he had more than four. Yeah, I know he had three in one game.
I do too.
I'll never forget it.
I'm going to guess on a high draft pick. I know he didn't work out here. Anthony Rizzo?
Yeah, he wasn't here at all.
I know.
He was only, I don't even know how many he had. He wasn't here for more than like a week.
No, he was here for more than a week, right?
Not really.
Oh. He wasn't here long.
He wasn't here long.
I didn't realize it was that short of a time. Okay.
Yeah, Rizzo, there was a little criticism of the Padres in terms of them, a lot of people saying they didn't give him enough of an opportunity here. He only played in 49 games as a Padre.
Really?
He actually hit one home run.
I did
as a
not
Padre.
Realize
yeah,
that.
That's
I think he
it.
Went
Just
back.
One.
He came up at the very end of the year, I believe.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Sorry, Scrib.
That was brutal.
Yeah, that was a miss.
Man,
for sure.
I was only 79 off, Chris.
Yeah, he had one. All right, Tony, continue to keep the pressure on. Apparently on his way to victory here. What do you got?
What do you say about Chase Headley?
Chase Headley, 87.
I think Tony was on. I think Tony was teammates with some of these guys.
Yeah, probably. But still, how would he know that they all had over 80?
I don't know.
He knows. All right, Scrab, you got to get one to stay alive here. Tony leads.
I'm
going to
name another player that I think has hit a bunch of.
I don't think Franmil's here long enough. Franmil might have hit like seven. I'm going to tell you, don't guess him.
Thank you. What about Brian Giles?
Brian Giles.
Ooh, we got one.
Did I?
You did.
Wow, I'm still in the game.
83. 83 for Brian Giles.
That's all I got in me.
Come on, Scrape. I'm going to tell you, you've heard of every single one of these guys.
Okay.
None of these guys are no names. You know them all. You've even met a couple of them. I'm sure of it.
Wow.
Tony, you're up.
Since Chris is giving out hits, I'm going to go ahead and take one of those right on off the board. How about Mr. Crime Dog Fred McGriff?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought
Tony's
of that.
So mean.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah, McGriff's got 84. He's in the Hall of Fame, not for his 84 home runs with the Padres, mostly for the 300-plus he hit elsewhere. But he is on the all-time Padre list. All right, Scraby, backs against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It is 8-5. You just staved off elimination a moment ago.
It's 8-5, oh man.
Can you do it again? Can you stave off elimination one more time with one of the 6 remaining correct answers?
Juan Soto probably had 80 home runs while he was here, right? You know?
He had 41. I'm just helping you.
That's actually more than I thought he had. All right, I'm just going to go.
Frangio had 43, by the way. That wasn't actually that bad.
All right, here's my final guess, and I'm just going to go with it.
Go with it.
The next big name in my head, I don't think this is right, because I don't think he hit for power, but Benito Santiago?
Benito.
Oh, he got another one.
What a boy scrape.
Whoa.
Benito had 85.
Dang.
How about that?
I'm proud of myself. Right. 8-6. Dang. Tony's answering the questions as if he's... If he put this list together. All right, Tony, give me another one. There's 5 correct answers remaining.
By the way, I used to look through this thing like all the time.
Well, that's
when I was younger.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah, might as well.
I tell you one thing, Scrabe. I know you're.
How many guesses are left?
There's 5 correct answers remaining. Scrabe's got.
Oh, I think I got one. One of my teammates. Good buddy of mine, actually. Will Venable.
80 home runs 80. For Will Venable. He got 81. That's unbelievable that Tony knows this. He's 19th and last on the list. That is correct.
All right.
Tony leads 9-6. Here's what I wanted to say, Scraby, before you guess again.
Okay.
I think if I were in your shoes and you would have brought up this category... I honestly think I'd be losing 9-6 right now.
Really?
And I consider myself to know this stuff pretty well, but
thank you for making
some
me feel
of these
better.
Names are not that easy. And, you know, Tony's just listing them right off. Scraby, there are a couple of, you know, pretty good guys left. There are 4 correct answers. You need to get one here to stay alive.
All right.
At least, I would say 2 of these guys are big time, well known. A third is very well known. A fourth would be really pulling a miracle out.
I'm going to say another big name. Don't know if he hit for lots of power. Don't know how long he was here for. And I believe he was with the Padres. Ozzie Smith.
He's in the Hall of Fame, but not for his home run hitting.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Ozzie wasn't a home run.
All you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm a go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
And welcome to it, everybody. I'm your host, Chris Ello. Matt Scraby, Tony Gwynn Jr. are the contestants. You should know how the game works by now. I will give them a category. They will begin naming correct answers, trading their opportunities to do so. Scraby almost always goes first, although today that will be Tony's choice.
Champ is here, that's why.
Uh-huh. There will be 19 correct answers today.
I'm talking too much trash.
Yes, you are. Especially given the category today.
Oh, great.
19 correct answers. I think this is going to be tough for you guys, tough for anybody listening, because all of these names are going to bring back memories, but it's just a matter of being able to come up with them. No, you don't have to turn back time that far. All right, last night, Manny Machado hit his 144th career home run as a Padre. That is 5th most all-time on the Padre list. Today's category, and I just gave you a hint,
yes,
is name the 19 players who have hit 80 or more home runs wearing a Padres uniform.
Oh, man.
Oh, 80 man. Or more home runs... in a Padre uniform. Manny Machado will be one of the correct answers. I'm just giving you that.
So we can guess that, or he's off the board?
No, you can guess that.
Oh, okay.
He's one of the 19. Okay. So you have to kind of, you know, rifle through your memory banks. Tony, I think, you know, with his dad playing for the Padres, may have a bit of an edge here, but some of these guys, you know, it'll be interesting to see what you guys come up with. Let's just put it that way. You can play along out there, see how many of the 19 correct answers you can get. Tony, you want to go first, or you want to let Scraby go first? Throw him a bone.
No, I'm going to go first.
He's not throwing any bones today.
Good call.
Not throwing any bones today. All right, Tony, give me one of the 19 San Diego Padres that have hit 80 or more home runs in franchise history.
Manny Machado.
There you go. Very good.
Good one.
That is correct. With 144, he ranks 50th on that list.
Wow.
I'm not 50th. He ranks 5th.
I was going to say.
I misspoke.
Wait, what?
Man, they've got some big boppers in this lineup.
Yes, they do. No, he ranks 5th with 144 career home runs. Scraby, come up with somebody who's got more than 80 in a Padre uniform.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
You're going with Fernando.
Yeah.
He's on the list. He's 10th with 116. As a matter of fact,
that's so many home runs.
There are only 10 guys that have over 100.
Wow.
The other 9 all check in between 80 and 100. Giving you a little more help there. Tony, name somebody on this list.
I'm trying to figure out my strategy. Will Myers.
Will Myers?
No!
He's going to try to take away who he thinks you know.
Exactly.
Will Myers is on the list. He's 7th with 134 career home runs. I think it's interesting because Will Myers seemed like he took nothing but grief when he was here. And yet he's hit the 7th most home runs in the history of the franchise.
It changed at the end. I think most people like Will Myers now.
I don't know. I like him, but that's not what we're discussing. All right, Tony's got 2. Scraby's got 1. Scraby, give me somebody on this list. 80 or more home runs as a Padre. Rack your brain.
Well, let's just go with the next big name I know, Adrian Gonzalez.
Adrian Gonzalez is 2nd. He's got 161. So, very good, Scraby. 2-2.
Thank you.
4 correct answers down, 15 to go. Tony.
Who else does Scraby know?
Trying to think
about,
through 1998.
How about Hunter Renfro?
Renfro.
That's a great call.
That is a great call, but it's not a correct answer.
Whoa, really? Wow.
Or is it?
Wait, what?
It is a correct answer.
I was going to say.
I skipped past him. 89, Hunter Renfro, my bad.
I was like, wow.
He just... I scared Tony a little bit, though, probably.
Yeah.
You did. You definitely did.
He's 11th with 89. I looked right past him there for some reason. Sorry.
That's a good one right there.
Sorry to Hunter Renfro fans everywhere. All right, 3-2, Tony leads. Scraby.
I'm going to name two. I have two guys that.
You can't name two, buddy.
I know. I'm going to name a guy that we talked about recently, and I think he hit a bunch of home runs for the Padres. Nate Colbert.
It's a good one, Scraby. He's number 1.
He's number one.
No way in hell.
He's hit more than anybody. One. I didn't either. I didn't think Scraby would be getting that.
Well, we talked about him as like a power hitter for the Padres.
I just left that one off, assuming you had no shot you'd be able to figure out.
I got a couple names that you probably don't think I know.
Very good, Scraby. Nate Colbert hit 163 home runs, which means that Manny only needs 20 more to become the all-time Padre leader.
That's insanity.
No, I'm just saying.
It does, like, he hits a bunch of home runs. I know. It seems really quick to become the leader.
He's also been here a while now.
2018, I think, right?
Manny can be the all-time guy. On his 26th home run this season, he'll be the new record holder.
Wow.
Because he currently has 6. All right, tied at 3. Tony. I'll do better this time,
Dave
Tony.
Winfield.
If you get a correct answer, I won't say it's wrong.
Dang it.
Dave Winfield, it's great you were going to use that one.
That was my next one.
$1.54 for Dave Winfield, the Hall of Famer, is 4th on the all-time Padre list. So right now, you guys are doing all right. 7 correct answers, 12 remaining. Numbers 3, 6, 8, and 9 are still available in the top 10, if that helps.
It's great.
Doesn't.
I might be getting a strike here, but I'm going to name a guy who hit a lot of home runs, Ken Caminiti.
Ken Caminiti, MVP 1996, 121.
Okay, I don't believe you.
Caminiti's winner.
Thank goodness.
That is correct, Scraby.
What did Tony just say?
As I'm about to bleed you.
Probably, because that was as far as my brain
You think
goes
that's
back.
All you can get?
I'm about to bleed you to death.
I'm
going
to keep thinking, Chris, but this is tough.
All right, 4-4. I think it should be tougher for Tony, but nothing's ever tough for him.
No, I mean, this is a fair thing. I should know the Padres' history.
All right, Tony, go.
How about one Tony Gwynn?
Yeah.
See, I was not sure, and
you
I did
sure?
not want to go out on that limb.
You didn't want to even try it?
No.
Yeah, he's there. He's number 6 on the Padre list with 135.
See, I knew he hit home runs, but I just wasn't
Tony,
sure.
He was
you
there
know?
For 20 years, bro. You had to think, come on.
Yeah, 20 years, dumb. He'd only have to average 4 a year to make this list.
Okay, that was dumb.
Because 80 was the cutoff
that
point.
That was pretty stupid.
All right, Tony takes a 5-4 lead. With the answer of Tony. Now, Scraby, your turn. Unfortunately, the answer Matt Scraby will not help you.
No, it won't.
No. Number 3 and number 8 are still available, Scraby. Two big-time home run hitters in Padre
See,
history.
See, I'm going to start naming guys that I know they weren't here very long, but they hit lots of home runs. And I'm going to say Greg Vaughn.
Greg Vaughn.
He's only here
guess.
Like 1 year.
Ooh, Greg Vaughn's a great guess.
No, you didn't. I don't think you did.
He missed by 2. Good try, Scraby.
I guess I can't be. I can't be mad.
He had 78 as a Padre. He's 20th on the all-time list.
So I got 2 strikes now.
You got 1.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you only got 1.
Oh, wow.
You haven't missed any others.
Wow, okay.
So you still got good. Yeah, I mean, Greg Vaughn has the single-season record.
Yeah.
Right? With 50.
Word.
50.
But he's got 78 total. All right, Tony leads 5-4. Mr. Gwynn, who do you have here?
How about we go with Mr. Phil Nevin?
Ooh.
Number 3, Nevin, 156.
Did not have that on my list.
You didn't have Nevin?
No, I did not.
But you certainly know of him.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, he had some good 40 home run seasons as a Padre. So he's 3rd. Tony leads 6-4. Scraby, only 1 strike. Still plenty of time. Of the top 11, 10 have been named. Number 8. Is remaining, and then everybody else is below that. So it's getting a little tougher.
It is getting a lot tougher.
At least for you it is. I don't think it's getting tougher for Tony for whatever reason.
I don't think Christian Villanueva's on this list.
He had 4.
He might be a little short.
No, he had more than 4. Yeah, I know he had 3 in one game.
I do too.
I'll never forget it.
I'm going to guess on a high draft pick. I know he didn't work out here. Anthony Rizzo?
Yeah, he wasn't here at all.
I know.
He was only, I don't even know how many he had. He wasn't here for more than like a week.
No, he was here for more than a week, right?
Not really.
Oh.
Not here long.
He wasn't here long.
I didn't realize it was that short of a time. Okay.
Yeah, Rizzo, there was a little criticism of the Padres in terms of them, a lot of people saying they didn't give him enough of an opportunity here. He only played in 49 games as a Padre.
Really?
He actually hit 1 home run.
I did
as a
not
Padre.
Realize
yeah,
that.
That's
I think he
it.
Went
Just
back.
One.
He came up at the very end of the year, I believe.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Sorry, Scrib.
That was brutal.
Yeah, that was a miss.
Man,
for sure.
I was only 79 off, Chris.
Yeah, he had 1. All right, Tony, continue to keep the pressure on. Apparently on his way to victory here. What do you got?
What do you say about Chase Headley?
Chase Headley, 87.
I think Tony was on. I think Tony was teammates with some of these guys.
Yeah, probably. But that still, was. How would he know that they all had over 80?
I don't know.
He knows. All right, Scrab, you got to get one to stay alive here. Tony leads.
I'm
going to
name
7-4
player that I think has hit a bunch of. I don't think Franmil is here long enough.
Franmil might have hit like 7. I'm going to tell you, don't guess him.
Thank you. What about Brian Giles?
Brian Giles.
Ooh, he got one.
Did I?
You did.
Wow, I'm still in the game.
83. 83 for Brian Giles.
That's all I got in me.
Come on, Scrape. I'm going to tell you, you've heard of every single one of these guys.
Okay.
None of these guys are no names. You know them all. You've even met a couple of them. I'm sure of it.
Wow.
Tony, you're up.
Since Chris is giving out hits, I'm going to go ahead and take one of those right on off the board. How about Mr. Crime Dog Fred McGriff?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have
thought
Tony's
that. So mean.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah, McGriff's got 84. He's in the Hall of Fame, not for his 84 home runs with the Padres. Mostly for the 300-plus he hit elsewhere. But he is on the all-time Padre list. All right, Scraby, backs against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It is 8-5. You just staved off elimination a moment ago.
It's 8-5, oh man.
Can you do it again? Can you stave off elimination one more time with one of the 6 remaining correct answers?
Juan Soto probably had 80 home runs while he was here, right? You know?
He had 41. I'm just helping you.
That's actually more than I thought he had. All right, I'm just going to go.
Framil had 43, by the way. That wasn't actually that bad.
All right, here's my final guess, and I'm just going to go with it.
Go with it.
The next big name in my head, I don't think this is right, because I don't think he hit for power, but Benito Santiago?
Benito.
Oh, he got another one.
What a boy, Scrape.
Whoa.
Benito had 85.
Dang.
How about that?
I'm proud of myself.
Right. 8-6. Dang. Tony's answering the questions as if he's... If he put this list together. All right, Tony, give me another one. There's 5 correct answers remaining.
By the way, I used to look through this thing like all the time.
Well, that's
when I was younger and here.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, might as well.
I tell you one thing, Scrabe. I know you're.
How many guesses are left?
There's 5 correct answers remaining. Scrabe's got.
Oh, I think I got one. One of my teammates. Good buddy of mine, actually. Will Venable.
80 home runs 80. For Will Venable. He got 81.
Oh.
That's unbelievable that Tony knows this. He's 19th and last on the list.
Oh.
That is correct.
All right. All
Tony right. leads 9-6. Here's what I wanted to say, Scraby, before you guess again.
Okay.
I think if I were in your shoes and you would have brought up this category, I honestly think I'd be losing 9-6 right now.
Really?
And I consider myself to know this stuff pretty well, but
thank you for making
some
me feel
of these
better.
Names are not that easy. And, you know, Tony's just listing them right off. Scraby, there are a couple of, you know, pretty good guys left. There are 4 correct answers. You need to get one here to stay alive.
All right.
At least I would say 2 of these guys are big time, well known. A third is very well known. A fourth would be really pulling
a
miracle out.
I'm going to say another big name. Don't know if he hit for lots of power. Don't know how long he was here for. And I believe he was with the Padres. Ozzie Smith?
Ozzie Smith. He's in the Hall of Fame, but not for his home run hitting.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Ozzie wasn't a home run hitter.
Was he a Padre, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
He started as a Padre.
That's
traded to the Cardinals for... Tony's buddy, Gary Templeton.
Here you go.
Ozzie. Oh, yeah. Game's over. Sorry. That was kind of a fait accompli.
It was. Tony will still dance, though.
Yes. He's going to enjoy his victory.
He should.
I think you should. By the way, Ozzie hit 28 home runs in his career.
In his entire career.
Yeah. He just didn't hit many home runs. Stole 580 bases, but he was not a home run hitter. Yeah.
Okay.
As a Padre, Ozzie hit 1 home run. So you guessed 2 guys that hit 1 homer.
That's pretty funny.
Not trying to make fun of you, but that's how difficult this was. All right, Tony, as you're celebrating, I mean, regale us with as many of the other 4 as you can. I'm assuming you're going to be able to get them all
there.
Klusko is way up there. He's the 8th with 133. There's 3 more. Near the bottom of the list.
See how did many Khalil get on there?
Khalil Green is correct with 84.
Wow. I thought of him, but I didn't think he had a bunch of home runs.
You got 2 left, Tony. If you get them, man, all the power to you.
How about Fins?
Steve Finley, correct, 82. Finish it off, Tony.
I think I'm dried out, man.
This is the hardest one of the list.
What year was it?
I'm not going to say, because that would give it away.
Was I alive?
No.
Okay.
Oh, we weren't alive?
You are...
I'm 85. He's 83, I think.
82.
You were born in 85.
I was.
Yeah. So right around that time.
Okay, so I have no shot.
That's when this guy played. I think Tony's going to get it now.
Was he on the 84 team?
He was.
He was?
He was. And he is?
Carmelo Martinez?
Wow. Yeah.
Carmelo.
I don't know.
Carmelo Martinez.
One of my favorite things he used to do every swing, he used to pull his front shoulder sleeve up. Like as he was facing the pitch, he'd pull up his front shoulder sleeve. I used to do that in Little League forever.
I hit a golf ball. Now I'm going to think of Carmelo all the time.
It's because your shirt's too tight, Chris.
I know. Here's one.
Well, good
that
job, Tony.
Very
I
good, Tony. Here's a couple
great.
That I would have guessed that were not on there. I think Greg Vaughn was a great guess. I would have guessed him. I would have also guessed Kevin McReynolds, but he's quite a ways down with 65.
What about the Garv?
The Garv is on there with 61.
Oh.
So, you know, anyway, you guys did Tony obviously did a great job.
Yes.
How many did you get out there? The 19.
Judging by the chat they just opened, not many.
It was hard. It was hard for everybody but Tony. All right, Anthony, get ready. Have a great broadcast tonight.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
And, you know, let's get some runs for this youngster and come back a winner tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.
I'm with it.
In the meantime, we're Gwen and Chris. Chris versus the fans is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.